The book of Genesis. And Genesis chapter number 19. We'll begin reading in verse number 28, and we'll read verses 28 and 29 of chapter number 19, and then we're going to go into chapter 20, verse number 1, and we're going to pick up there. And we've been preaching there in Samuel about the Philistines, and we preached last week on the Philistines, last Sunday night, about fighting the Philistines and some different things, and last Sunday, and we preached this morning on needing the power of God in our lives, and the ark, how that it departed, and how that no one cared. And as we see, we're going to look at, as we study in the life of David, and we're preaching through the life of David, or trying to get to there, we see that the Philistines are brought out many times in the book of Samuel. And I feel, as I was praying, been praying this week, I feel like this is where the Lord would have us to do tonight, is to bring us up to date about the Philistines and let us study the Philistines or see the Philistines in the life of God's people. And we're going to go tonight to the first time or the first mention there of the land of the Philistines. And we're going to study throughout here, or we're going to preach throughout here and see what the Word of God has to say to maybe to prepare us and to warn us of the dangers of the land of the Philistines. And you do understand and realize that we are living in a dangerous day today. And that we're facing battles and we're facing struggles. And it's not just against the enemy that we're facing battles with. We're facing battles amongst ourselves sometimes. But as we look tonight and we see today or tonight about Abraham, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 28. And the Bible says this, "And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out in the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt." And may I say this to you tonight, thanks be to God, and this is not my message, but thanks be to God, when I get discouraged about Him, He still remembers me. Amen? The Bible says there that He remembered Abraham, that the Lord remembered Abraham. Boy, aren't you glad that God don't never forget you. Amen? That's not the message tonight, but let's pick up verse number 1. If we do this, if we read verse 28, and then we're going to read verse chapter 20, verse number 1. And I'm going to read 28 again. "And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And I'm going to verse number 1, chapter 20. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister, and Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah." I understand this really, and we don't see the word Philistines here or the land of Philistines, but as you study your Bible, you will realize and understand that the land of Gerar and the land of the Philistines is the same land, and you will study that the land of Gath is part of the land of the Philistines, and sometimes Abimelech is called the king of Gerar, and sometimes he's called the king of the Philistines. And so we see here today that the Abraham has found himself, and listen to me, I'm trying to warn you about some things tonight about the land of the Philistines. We find here that Abraham has found himself dissatisfied with God. You say, how do you get that? Well, does anybody remember the conversation Abraham and God had back over in Genesis chapter number 18? He said, "Lord, if I find 50 righteous, Lord, will you spare the city?" Lord said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, how about 40? Well, how about 30? How about 20? How about 10? Lord, would you spare the city?" Lord said, "Yeah." And we know the story there. And we understand here that we take up in 19, the chapter 19 of the book of Genesis. It takes us into the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and God dealing with the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. And then we find ourselves here in chapter number 19 at the end of the chapter. Abraham is looking towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and he has made his request known to God. And God, and he made this statement. He said, "Surely the God of all the earth will do right." Now, if we look here, and let me see if I can find that. Or let's see if I can find where that's saying that. And I'll come back to it in a moment. But he says, "Surely the Lord of all the earth will do right." And he was talking about not destroying the land of Sodom and Gomorrah for the righteous people there. But here Abraham looks up out of the plain of Mamre, because he's in the plain of Hebron, in the plain of Mamre. And we understand this, Hebron there is the place of fellowship. And the word Mamre there means strength. So here Abraham had been in this plain of fellowship and strength talking with the Lord. And he looks up there and he looks toward the land of Sodom. And what does he see? All he sees is smoke billowing up through the sky. And what happens? Abraham gets discouraged about God. You say, how do you know he got discouraged? Because Abraham left the plain of Mamre. Abraham left the plain of Hebron, where he fellowshiped with God, where he was being strengthened by God, where he was having communication with God. Go back and study in chapter number 18. And he left that place where God was real to him and where God was moving and working and strengthening him, where God was feeding him and he was there communicating with the Lord, and he left that place and he went to the land of the Philistines. And you say, well, what was so bad about the land of the Philistines? Well, you understand this, and this is my warning to you tonight, and we're going to look at two other men, that every time somebody gets dissatisfied, or not every time, but a lot of the times when we get dissatisfied with what God is doing in our life, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves going down into the land of the Philistines. Abraham here left, and he journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. Now understand this. Turn your Bibles over to Genesis chapter number 26. Daddies, you need to listen to us, okay? You need to listen to us and be reminded of where we are. Let's look in Genesis chapter number 26. Verse number 1. We find here Isaac, Abraham's son. And notice here, and there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Huh. What's happened here in Isaac's life? Isaac here has got to a point in his life where things are dark. There's a famine in the land. This not prosperity. We're wondering if it's ever going to rain again. I mean, here we are today wondering if it's ever going to stop raining. But here they was wondering where the food was going to come from. They was wondering there how he's going to feed his family. There was a famine in the land. So what does Isaac do? Isaac does just like his father, and he goes down into the land of the Philistines. Now understand this. You'll see this, that God tells Isaac to stay there, and you'll see that in Genesis chapter number 21 that Abraham, or God, brought forth Isaac while he was in the land of Philistine. And what I'm saying is this, is if you're not careful in your life, when you get dissatisfied with the things of God, you're going to leave the place of God, you're going to leave the goodness of God in your life, and you're going to go try to dwell in the land of the Philistines and say, the world has it better than I do. You ever thought that? Sure. Well, they're not suffering. They're not having a hard time. They're not facing the same battles we're facing. I mean, they're not wondering if the bills are going to be paid. I mean, Isaac went to the land of the Philistines because he didn't have none to eat. And he looked down there and he thought, man, they got everything. There's a land of plenty down there. Boy, is that not what the devil will tempt you in? When you get dissatisfied with the things of God in your life. Now notice here, turn your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter number 21. First Samuel chapter number 21. Look in chapter 21, verse number 10. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. Remember, Gerar, the land of the Philistines, and Gath is all the same territory. And we have here in Genesis chapter 12, we have this man called Abraham, whom God called out of the land of the Chaldeans, whose mom and dad worshiped Namor, the moon gods, and there that God called him out, and he left God by faith, going to a land that he had never seen, going to a land that was promised to him by God. But here we find Abraham that when God didn't perform in the way that he thought God should, he goes down into the land of the Philistines and understands something. And I'm laying some foundation here, because you're going to see that every man of God or every woman of God that goes in the land of Philistines, there's some characteristics that carries over with them. Number one here, you'll see that Abraham there began, he had a faith problem with God. Okay? There was a faith problem. He questioned, okay, yeah, I just don't know. I prayed and God didn't answer my prayer. God didn't answer my prayer. And God's not doing what I think God ought to do. So Abraham went down to the land of Philistine. Isaac finds himself in a famine, and what does he do? He goes down into the land of Philistines. Here we find in 1 Samuel chapter number 21, we find this man by the name of David, who God has anointed king to be over Israel. He's done went out and he's done whooped the giant, and he's went out and he's done took 200 foreskins of the Philistines, and he's brought them back to Saul as a dowry. But then we find him here going into the land of the Philistines, going under the king there of the Philistines, and trying to yoke up and join up with the Philistines. Because why? Because he feared his life. And I'm challenging you and I'm warning you that you better be careful where you go and who you yoke up with. Amen. And the best thing you can do is stay with God. Amen. Because when you get into the land of the Philistines, there's some things there that'll haunt you for the rest of your life. Now notice here today, they were dissatisfied with the way of the holy. They doubted God's word. They doubted God's working. Here's that verse. You don't have to turn, but Genesis 18:25. God, Abraham said this, "That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous should be as the wicked." He's telling God, "That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" Okay? "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And then the Lord remembered Abraham, but the problem was Abraham forgot God. Now understand this, when doubt sets in, or danger sets in, directions will be changed. As Abraham was in the plane, go back to Genesis chapter number 12 or 21. 20. Verse number 1. Bible says, "And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar." Now understand this, and you can go to Genesis chapter number 13 and you look there, and the Bible says, "And Abraham went down into Egypt." Okay, you go in there in the book of Isaiah, and God tells them, he says, "Go not down into Egypt." Understand this, when you and I change our directions from going up, and we begin to look down, and we start going south, okay? Abraham went down, his direction of life was changed. He was in one position, and you'll see that when the famine hit in Genesis 13, he went down into Egypt. Here, when he had a faith problem here, in this
this particular story, he goes down into the land of the Philistines. You'll find that Isaac went down into the land of the Philistines. You'll find that David went into the land of the Philistines. His direction was changed. And may I say unto you today, beloved, the best thing you and I can do is keep our focus and our direction in the straight way and the narrow way, and keep our focus and direction upon the Lord. Because when we go down into Egypt, or we go down into the land of the Philistines, you can rest assured there's some things that's always going to happen. Because every time we find a man of God or a woman of God in the land of the Philistines, they find themselves doing this. Now let's see what they do. Let's see this. Let's see this today. Notice here what Abraham did. The Bible says this. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Now think about this just for a moment. Here he takes his wife into this place. Let's just say Spencer takes Katie down to Atlanta. All right? Let's just use Spencer and Katie. Spencer takes Katie down to Atlanta, and he comes up and he gets in the office of the mayor. And he says, "Now, Katie, he's a strong man. He's got a lot of power. Now, I love you, but I love my life more than I love you. And you tell him that you're my sister and not my wife." How good would that go over? I don't think Spencer would probably be coming back home, because I think Spencer might ought to fear Katie more than the mayor down there. Amen. I mean, think about that just for a moment. When he went into the land there of the Philistines, he lost all of his convictions. He lost all of his compassion. He looked at his wife, and it was God's gift. And here God had changed her name from Sarai, being the dominating one, to Sarah, the princess of God. And here God has chosen this woman to bring forth the promised seed of Abraham. But here he goes down into the land of the Philistines, and he says, "Hey, honey, I'm scared of this man, and I want you to understand, I love you, but I love you, but you sure are pretty. And I like me more than I like you." You say, that won't happen to me if I leave the things of God or I get out into this world. Because understand this, we'll see throughout this that we will see how that the Philistines are always a type of this world and always a type of the spiritual warfare that we face. And if Abraham, that left his father's country, I mean packed up and left, I mean didn't have the word of God, listen to me, he didn't have a word of God, he didn't have no Bible, didn't have no preacher, God came to Abraham in Genesis chapter number 12 and said, "Come out and follow me." Abraham said, "Where are we going?" God said, "Don't matter." What did he do? He just walked out and he followed God. And he gets to this place in his life, and he's beginning to wonder, is God really worth it? And as I mean, I've left my family, I've left everything back there in the land of the Chaldeans, and I'm following God, and I've got out here, and things are not what I thought they was, and I'm going down here into this land, and honey, I love you, but I love me more than I love you. One of the characteristics that will come out in your life when you leave the things of God, and I'm not talking about leaving permanently. I'm talking about just walking away, going down into the land of the Philistines just for a little while. You'll become very selfish in your life. Abraham became very selfish in his life. He had disregard of who he was. He had disregard to the gifts of God. He had disregard for the promises of God. Son, you do realize that he was putting in jeopardy a mine and your salvation. Think about that. Isaac was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and God only recognized Isaac. He never recognized Ishmael. He said, "Take now thy son Isaac, thine only son Isaac, up upon the mount." And what a picture of our salvation. And we'll see how that in Isaac shall all the world be blessed. In thy seed shall all the world be blessed. And so we see here that as he went down in there and he had a disregard for the things of God. But notice this. Notice what Isaac does. Remember a while ago? Now turn to Genesis chapter number 26. Look in verse number 6 of chapter number 26. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, "She is my sister." For he feared to say, "She is my wife," lest, said he, "the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah." Sounds to me just like something Daddy just said, didn't it? Remember a while ago, Daddy's, I said, you need to listen. You don't know why you and I ought to listen, Spencer, and you know why you and I ought to listen, Andrew. You know why you and I ought to listen real hard and take this to heart, Wesley? Because our children will follow in our footsteps. Isaac done the same thing that Daddy did. I know that Isaac was not even born. If he was, he was just a young man. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and study that out. But I do see this, that exactly what Daddy did, Isaac did. Mamas, your children are watching you. Your children are watching you. Daddies, your children are watching you. Grandparents, your children and grandchildren are watching you. And you better be careful about going down into the land of the Philistines, because you'll despise those things that God's given you. You'll change your character. You'll change your conduct. You'll change your convictions. You'll change everything about you so you can blend in with this world. Now we're going to look here about some things. Since we're here, let's just go ahead and look at David. You have your Bibles? Go back to 1 Samuel there. You may remember 1 Samuel chapter 21. Now look at this. And David, verse 10, and David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, "Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, 'Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000. And David laid up these words in his heart and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands and scrabbled on the doors of the gate and let spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, 'Lo, see ye, the man is bad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me?'" You notice everybody that goes into the land of the Philistines changes their conduct, changes their behavior. I mean, here David goes down in there to the land of the Philistines, and he begins to act like a madman. He begins to be foaming at the mouth and scribbling on the walls and clawing at the walls. And why? Because he went to a place that he was not to be. He was trying to fit in. If you go on and you study on over, he goes back to the place and he tries to fit in, and God providentially saves him from fighting against the children of Israel. And you say, "Preacher, what are you saying?" I'm telling you, you better stay out of the land of the Philistines, because the Philistines are there to hurt you. They're not here to help you. They are there to hurt you. And this world is not here to be our friend. And the things of this world are not here to encourage us and strengthen us. They're here to hurt us, and they're here to trap us. And beloved, if we're not careful, we get dissatisfied with the things of God in our life. Beloved, we'll walk away from the plains of fellowship. We'll walk away from the promises of God in our life, and we'll go to the land of the Philistines. And beloved, we'll change everything about us so we can fit in. When we study and we see these lands of these Philistines and we see who they are, you'll find nothing down there but trouble. Amen. Nothing but trouble. The only thing you find the whole time in the land of the Philistines is trouble. and here every man that went in changed who they were. You say, well, I can go into the world and be of the world and still be a Christian. No, you can't. You can't. You cannot blend in with this world. And may I say this to you, and I understand this, the difference of this is that they're living in the Old Testament, and yes, David was a man after God's own heart, and David is the only man in the Old Testament the Spirit of God came on and never left. There is a difference today is because you and I have the Spirit of God living inside of us to strengthen us and to help us, but these things were written for our admonition that we might learn from them, that we don't make the same mistakes that they make. And I'm telling you, you can't live in the world and act like the world and it not change you. You say, well, it won't bother me. Oh yeah, it will. Oh yeah, it will. It'll bother you. It'll change you. You say, well, I don't need to be in the things of God all the time. I can kind of balance it back and forth. No, you can't. Because when you go into the land of the Philistines, you're going to start acting like them. And we see in this study, the only thing that we find in the Philistines, we find garrisons, we find graves, and we find giants. And all they want to do is battle. You do realize, and go back to Exodus chapter number 12. I'm sorry, Exodus chapter number 13. I'll be done here in just a moment. Exodus chapter number 13. Look in verse... Hold on, I turn my note pages over. Verse number 17. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. You do realize today that the Philistines in your life live to fight. They love to fight. They love to fight you. The Philistines of this world love to fight. We need to get that through our thick skull. That inside, let's just use this, inside the things of God, inside being in fellowship with God, and inside the house of God, and inside the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, you do understand and realize there's enough out there that wants to kill us that we ought not want to kill each other when we get in here. And the Philistines, God said this about them. He says, I don't want to take them down there lest they see war. Well, why would they have seen war? Why would they have seen war? That's what they do. Every time you find the Philistines in the Word of God, they're fighting. I mean, that, and I'll be honest with you, we might suppose, if we see some, quote, Christians and all they want to do is fight is, they might not be Christians, they may be Philistines. All they want to do is fight. So why would you and I want to go into a land and go dwell with the people and join up with somebody that all they want to do is fight? Why would we want that? Why would we leave? Abraham left the plains of Mamre and the plains of Hebron, and that was one means strength and one means fellowship, or one means shoulder and strength and one means fellowship. And why would we want to leave that place with God and go to a place of fighting? Why would we want to leave the things of God and go out and yoke up and join up with things and expose our family to things and expose our children to things and expose ourselves to things, the fiery darts of the wicked of the Philistines trying to kill us? Why would we do that? I don't understand it.
I don't understand it. But it happens day in and day out and day in and day out. And we say, well, I can handle it. No, we can't. You can't live in the land of the Philistines without changing your behavior and changing your convictions. That's why God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. He said, come out from among the world. Yes, we've got to live in this world, and yes, we've got to walk in this world. But understand this, we don't have to live like them. And I'll say this, if you've got more worldly friends than you've got Christian friends, you need to get you some new friends. And my preacher said this too. He said, if you're the sharpest tack in your bunch, he says, you need to find you a new bunch. How true that is. He said, if you're the sharpest in your crowd, he says, you need to find you a new crowd because you need to be around something that's sharper than you on the end. But see, when we get into the land of Philistines, we act just like them. How about it, young person? I'm talking to you too. I'm warning you. You say, oh, I can do it. I can do it. I can handle it. Yeah? What if I got to see all your text? What if I got to see all your Twitter accounts and all your emails and got to listen to all your conversations that you is having? Would you talk the same as if mom and daddy was around as you do when you're off at work or off by yourself with your friends? See, what you're doing is you're playing with the Philistines. You're one thing on Sunday, but you're another thing on Monday. But you know what, parents? You know where they learned it? Remember why Isaac went down there? It's because Abraham did. And when we go to the land of the Philistines, we'll take our family there. And when we get our family there, what we're saying to our kids, understand this, mom and dad, and grandparents, what we're saying to our kids when we're taking them into the land of the Philistines, we're just like Isaac and we're just like Abraham, and we say, we really don't care about you. We really don't care about you. Because you can't convince me that Isaac and Abraham didn't care about Sarah and Rebekah. Because I can guarantee you one thing. I'm not saying that I never would, brother. But it'd be real hard for me to give my wife somebody else. Be real hard. I'd hate to find her with another man. But what did Abraham say? Just take her. What did Isaac say? Just take her. Just take her. Do whatever you want to do with her. And families, when we put our children in the land of the Philistines, kids, you want to know why I put protections about you? You know why I put boundaries on you? You know why I don't let you watch certain things and go certain places and do certain things? Because there's giants that's wanting to kill you. And there's graves in the land of the Philistines. And there's garrisons in the land of the Philistines. And you'll see that. That's what's in the land of the Philistines. But my heart's desire is that just not my kids wouldn't go into the land of the Philistines, that I wouldn't take them down there, but I wouldn't let my, that I'd try to preach and be the pastor and understand, not dictate to you, but warn you of the dangers of going into the land of the Philistines. Because we didn't get to the things that were there tonight. But we will. There's garrisons there, and that's places that puts you in bondage. And there's giants there. But they're trying to kill you. And there's graves there. Samson died in the land of the Philistines. And he said, Lord, let me take more in my death than my life. But he still died in the land of the Philistines. Study Saul and Jonathan's life. Who killed him? Remember when the young man came to David? He said, I'm an Amalekite. But you read over there on the other side and it says that the Philistines slew Saul and Jonathan, not David. There's death in the camp of the Philistines. There's dangers in the camp of the Philistines. And I'm warning you, stay out of the land of the Philistines. You're safer where you are than going into the land of the Philistines. You say, I can handle it. I'll say this, if Abraham couldn't handle it, and David, a man after God's own heart, couldn't handle it, it will devour you. Because you understand this, there's giants in that land. I'm talking about you'll come across things in the land of the Philistines that you won't never get over. Ask some of these adults, young people, if they'd have just stayed with God. If they'd just stayed with God and they hadn't ventured out into the land of the Philistines and stayed with God, they wouldn't have some of the scars that they got. Because they got out there in the land of the Philistines and they come across some giants that they couldn't fight. And they some Christians today that's got into the land of the Philistines and they got into some garrisons that they couldn't get out of. And they're still paying tribute to that stronghold into their life. They cannot get over it. And it's all because they went into the land of the Philistines. And then there's some that's experienced some death of some things in the land of the Philistines. And you know what? We will be resurrected. But there is some things that God takes out of our life that destroys and kills. Are you listening to me? That we'll never see again. But oh, how we would long for those things to be alive again in our life. I'm not talking about bad things. I'm talking about some good things that we've lost in our life. And we can't go back and get it. It's dead. It's gone. And I'm warning you, church, do not yoke up with the Philistines. I'll be honest with you, this goes right along with what Dr. Williams is teaching in Sunday school. This new church, what's the emerging church? It's got Philistines all over it. On every hand, it's got Philistines all over it. As the Lord allows us, next Sunday night, we'll pick up about the giants and the garrisons and the graves. But we've seen tonight the dangers of going into the land of the Philistines. I want Miss Evelyn to come. I don't know nobody's heart tonight. Maybe you're questioning God, and maybe you're here tonight, and you're saying, you know, maybe I just need to back off the face of God. You know what concerns me is I've seen some of you already back off the face of God. That concerns me. You know what that tells me? You're in the land of the Philistines. You're in the land of the Philistines. Because see, when you get in the land of the Philistines, the things of God is not as important to you as they used to be.
Amen.
I mean, look at their lives. None of them was. Isaac, Abraham, David. You say, well, you know, I just don't know that I want to be that strong of a Christian. I just don't know that I just want to be that sold out to the Lord. May I say unto you, you can't sell out too much for Him.
Amen.
There's a young man by the name of David. He did go down into the land of the Philistines, but if you'll study him out, as long as he was on the throne, the Philistines were subdued in the kingdom. And as long as you let the Lord Jesus Christ be on the throne of your life.
Amen.
The Philistines be subdued in your life. We're standing all over the house. The dangers of the Philistines.